Louisiana soybean crops suffered from drought stress early in the growing season. But LSU Ag Center soybean specialist Ronnie Levy says conditions are improving.
We were very fortunate to get some timely rains on some soybeans that had really shown a lot of drought conditions early.
Some soybean fields were flooded earlier in the growing season with seepage water from a high Mississippi River and from the opening of the Morganza Spillway. Some farmers in those areas have replanted those fields.
Which is very risky because as we get late in the season, after mid-June, we really have a potential for low-yielding soybeans if we don't get the right weather conditions.
Levy says with high soybean prices, farmers are willing to take the risk. Later planted soybeans are more vulnerable to diseases. LSU Ag Center plant pathologist Boyd Pageant says growers need to keep an eye out for problems in their fields.
Particularly the beans that are not very mature at the moment, those are the ones that are going to be at most risk.
Paget says incidences of the disease Cercospora have been light this year. An Asian soybean rust was only recently detected on kudzu. One disease, however, is showing up in South Louisiana.
I did just a few days ago receive some word that there are some epidemics of aerial blight beginning in the coastal parishes.
Last year, Louisiana had about 1 million acres of soybeans. Acreage is expected to be up slightly this year. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.